Thanks for joining us in the trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics. Got a two-parter here with Jimmy Burrow, Joe Burrow's dad. Pretty good football player himself. Defensive back, all-star defensive back in the Canadian Football League. Was drafted by the Green Bay Packers. Coached at the high school and collegiate level. Defensive coordinator at the collegiate level for many years. Knows what he's looking at. He's got a lot of good things to say, obviously, about his son, Joe Burrow, and his ability to play the quarterback position. You'll catch up on all of that in part one. Our 1 million YouTube view giveaways contest, courtesy First Star Logistics, continues with a special contest that runs until August 7th, 9 o'clock. So you have plenty of time, but don't procrastinate. Don't wait, because prizes include 2 tickets to a Cincinnati Reds game in the Boone County Bourbon Room with Dave Lapham. That would be me. 2 tickets to Cincinnati Reds game in the Boone County Bourbon Club with a celebrity to be determined later. And I know you're going to like that. It's big time. A signed Dave Lapham jersey. First Star Logistics custom backpack filled with apparel and gear. A $300 value. Very nice prize. Two $50 gas cards. With the price of gas today. Nice. To enter, just go to the link and description below or scan the QR code. Welcome once again to In the Trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics, as always, coming from our outstanding studios right here at First Star Logistics. And our very special guest today is a friend of our podcast, videocast, and just a great man, Jimmy Burrow, who himself, the dad of Joe Burrow, obviously, but himself was a great player. All right, how about this? Played his high school football in Mississippi, his college football in Nebraska. Green Bay Packers drafted him in 76, played for the Montreal Alouettes, won a Grey Cup there, played for Calgary, played for Ottawa. Two-time All-Star while he was with the Montreal Alouettes. Coached at Washington State, Iowa State, Nebraska, North Dakota State, Ohio University. Boy, I mean, 05 to 016 defensive coordinator, assistant head coach and defensive coordinator in 17 and 18. In 2009, the Mid-American Conference Defensive Coordinator of the Year. Quite a distinguished career yourself, Jimmy Burrow, in the game of football from a player standpoint and a coaching standpoint.
Well, sports, especially football, has been my life. And my whole family, from going all the way back to my mom and dad and my brother and sister, and then my sons and even Robin and her brother. So it's kind of been all in the family. Calling me a great player, Dave, that's going a little too much. I do get better every year that I'm out of it, but had a good career and made a lot of good friends and had a lot of great coaches that really were mentors and some of the reasons I got into coaching.
Quite a football family. Your two sons, Jamie and Dan, both play at University of Nebraska. Talk about the football family, Burrow.
Yeah. Jamie signed my brother's after I went to Nebraska. He, a few years later, he played for Ole Miss, signed with them and had a good career in college. And then Jamie was the Iowa high school defensive player of the year, signed with Nebraska. My son, Dan, he played for me when I became the head coach at Athens. And then he went to Nebraska, and then both of them, I guess they saw what it was like to be a coach. And so neither one of those went into coaching, but then Robin had three brothers on her side of the family that played small college football in Nebraska. So we liked all sports, but eventually everybody gravitated toward football.
So you're a player, a coach, and a parent, and now filling that parent role is your biggest objective with Joe. You've retired from the game and watching Joe do his thing. How proud were you of Joe Burrow and the way he played and the way he led his football team all the way to Super Bowl 56, win the division, win the AFC championship, come up just short in the Super Bowl? How prideful were you of his performances?
Well, it was really still hard to believe. We were very proud as parents, and certainly of Joe and his teammates, coaches. I mean, that whole organization, as you know, Dave, did a fantastic job, and we were there for every game, and just had an awesome time ourselves. Met a lot of good people, and you know, to watch your son do what he did and what his team did, it's crazy, and we hope to duplicate that this year and go one more step farther.
It's amazing, Joe. When Joe commits, Joe is all in. Joe's commitment means everything. It's 100%, and the way he has worked his workout regimen. You know, everybody talks about his on the field terms of throwing the football and leading the football team, but all the preparation that goes on in the off season and the rehabilitation he's had due to injuries, you know, his first couple of years, and then the way he worked his body and kind of transformed it a little bit. I mean, he looks unbelievable, and he's working so hard, and he finally had an off season, OTAs, mini camp, that sort of thing, healthy. Have you guys talked about that, and how big of a plus do you think that is for Joe?
I think it's huge for him, just not even so much physically, but mentally, to know he's regained his speed and quickness. And, you know, who knows whether he really had it. I know he didn't have it the whole year last year. Seemed to be getting it back more so toward the end and in the playoffs. But just the mental frame of mind to be able to get up and not have to go through a rehabilitation, which – like you said, when he's all in, he's all in. And that was a grueling, grinding few months. A lot of people did a great job with Joe, but he seems more relaxed now in the off season. And that is expected, but still wants to work really hard. You know, his strength coach, in OTAs, they work, Joe works with the Bengal strength coaches. And then he moves to his private strength coach in the summer, and they've all done just a great job. And he doesn't really shed a lot of light on what's going on, but he did let me know he I think it was somehow they time him nowadays, and he was proud of the fact I think he got almost 21 miles an hour. So you know, that's that makes him more confident, and I think that bodes well for the season.
Oh man, I've watching him at the OTAs. I mean, he'll just, after he throws the football, he'll finish a play by, you know, basically saying, all right, there's an imaginary rush and I have to find a lane. I'm going to accelerate through it. And he takes off from that pocket now. He is moving. I mean, he's got some burst to him. He's got some quick twitch, you know. It's pretty remarkable to watch him run around like he did at OTAs. I was like, man, Joe, physically, he's looking really good.
He's always, run the football really well, high school, and then at LSU, in that national championship season. I mean, they didn't have to run him very much, but he had a lot of great scrambles and against some of the more competitive schools, Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, you know, people like that. He was able to run the football and scramble and I know last year he was limited up until a certain point to do that. Was a little more hesitant. And if you're saying he was doing that in practice, then certainly that's a good sign for this year.
Yeah, boy, his acceleration looks exceptional. It really does. I know Joe mentioned at the end of OTAs that he was going to be going to Athens over the weekend, and then he was going to go to Vegas, I believe, with Jesse Bates. I think he mentioned to me and you've been down to Cincinnati, but you mentioned that you and Joe, you don't talk shop very much. It's just father son stuff, I'm sure, when you and Joe get together at this time of year.
Well, I always ask questions, but I try. I know when I'm pushing the envelope a little too far, and so I back off. But he's just not willing really with anybody, and that's why you don't see him, Dave, just do a ton of interviews and podcasts. I mean, that's just not his thing to go right out there and talk a lot about, you know, in his mind, what his job, what he does for a living. But I get a few things out of him. I know he's excited about you know, the new additions on the team. And I did go, I took Coach Solich, the head coach I worked for over here. We went to practice their last day of OTAs over there. And, you know, you could tell that that whole team was confident and excited. Maybe it was because it was the last day, but Joe said the energy throughout that whole few weeks was great. He brought the center over to introduce him to me, and that's not something normal he does. The few times I've been at a practice, so he's excited about the new guys, and always loves the guys that have been there last couple of years.
Boy, Karras at center, Cap at right guard, Collins at right tackle. Redid the, basically revamped the entire right side of the offensive line. And obviously, Joe was sacked 70 times, 51 in the regular season, 19 in the postseason, 9 in Tennessee, 6 in the second half against the Rams. And if there was just a little bit more, solid up front, there's no telling what could have happened. But with that said, and I'm not disparaging anybody, they did what they did with the players they had, and everybody deserves credit. But 70 sacks in those 20 plus football games, and he still rewrote the record book in a lot of cases, a lot of areas. I mean, what is his upside potential, do you think, Jimmy, with the new guys up front?
I mean, you've seen as a lot of people that follow the Bengals. I mean, he understands that not all those sacks were on the offensive line, right. And he's the first to say, hey, there were some of the sacks that were my fault. There were a lot of different people had a hand in those sacks, but yep. You know, the less pressure he gets, and the more time he's allowed to throw, then with those receivers and the Joe Mixon and our tight end that we got,
Hayden Hurst,
they should be as explosive as anybody in the league, and they certainly were by the end of last year. They were, and hopefully with that group together, they should start out that way, just like they ended up in the playoffs.
Boy, if they can capture the offense, if the offensive line can capture the line of scrimmage a little bit more regularly in the running game, and Joe Mixon, you know, really starts to establish himself, and then the play action passing game Joe can have off of that, and then better protection in the pocket. The whole thing has a ripple effect and a trickle down effect where, I mean, you can attack areas of the football field that you didn't even try to attack because, you know, you were maybe trying to hide some weaknesses and take care of deficiencies that you might not have anymore. I mean, who knows? This offense could look totally differently, couldn't it?
Well, it could. I mean, there's no doubt that for the most part, at all levels of football, to win, you got to be able to run the football, and to on defense, you got to be able to stop the run. But when you got somebody like Joe Mixon, and I know they put in, pretty much a new running scheme last year, and that'll just continue to get better. And like you said, a play action pass, and I think bootlegs were limited for a lot last year because, again, of Joe's mobility early. Right. And then the more we can run the ball, the more you can get Joe out on the perimeter to either throw downfield or run the football himself. So it all adds up, and really it does start with the running game.
I thought that Chris Sims and your son Joe – did an unbelievable podcast talking about the nuances of the body mechanics in throwing the football, as well as a lot of other things. But any young quarterback should get that video and study it, because Joe talks about, you know, what he did, changing his footwork a little bit, his hip snap, you know, his throwing motion, the mechanics there, just little subtle nuance changes that made a huge difference for him in terms of, you know, velocity, accuracy, all those things. Were you impressed with what you saw with Chris Sims and Phil both, and talking to both of them? They're like, man, the first thing that hit me is Joe Burrow's a big dude. I'm looking like, this dude is a solid 6'4". I was like, you don't realize he's that big, because he's around so many big guys in the huddle.
Yeah, he's, and I think he's actually gotten taller in the last couple of years. So
really?
He's probably about maxed out, but he is 6'4" now. And I did see that Chris Sims interview, and I thought Joe did a good job. And Chris, I mentioned to you before we got started. I sent it to Archie Manning. We go back to the Joe when he was at the Manning Passing Academy, and he's been kind of a mentor to Joe, and we communicate. I sent him that, and he said he would send it to Arch, who is his grandson had just committed to Texas. So right. Hopefully he'll get a chance to look at it. I have several people on Joe's, some of his agents have sons that are quarterback, and I sent it to them. I think it's good for any young quarterback at any level. I sent it to my friends with the Bobcats. So there's a lot of information on there, and you know, you don't want to overthink it. I don't think Joe really ever has. He has a few basic things that he does and that he tries to improve on every year. And you know, that allows him to be very accurate downfield. And he works on some things like that every year to get better.
He went from people questioning a little bit, you know, his deep ball throwing to being Pro Football Focus number one ranked in the entire National Football League last year. And, you know, he did have some good targets to throw the ball to. But I'll tell you what, Joe Burrow put the ball in portholes, man. I mean, tight windows, big distances down the football field. His deep ball accuracy was extraordinary last year.
And it really has been like that ever since he became a quarterback, high school, and then at LSU, even at Ohio State, if you go back to the spring games. But you know, he was disappointed in his deep ball and their ability to throw the ball downfield in that first year. I think they would have gotten better as the season progressed, and then he got hurt. And then you add a guy like Jamar that opens up, you know, T. Higgins and Boyd and really anybody that's out there. If you're putting two guys over on Jamar, then there's some one-on-one matchups that you can get the ball deep downfield, and Joe kind of rediscovered that this past season, and I think it'll continue to even get better this year.
Do you think there'll be any changes in Joe's offseason program, or do you think he's got it down to a science where he feels real good about what he's doing and how he's doing it, and he's going to do that and continue to do that?
Yeah, he takes time off, gives his arm rest. I don't think he really threw a ball until the OTA starts. That's probably, other than the year last year when he got hurt, that's probably the longest he's gone without really throwing the ball. But, you know, 21 games, that's what Joe played. That's a long time. His arm needed rest. Just his whole body needed rest. And I think when he got back to OTAs, that's what he loves to do. So it was good for him to get back and start throwing, and he'll continue to throw. You know, Jordan Palmer, his private quarterback coach, he'll hook up here at some point in the next few weeks, and Jordan does a really good job of just refining, some of Joe's techniques and talking about the things that they've talked about over the year. And certainly the guys with the Bengals did a great job throughout the year of maintaining Joe's technique and really getting better every game to be able to throw the ball downfield.
I know you're a pretty avid golfer, Jimmy. When Joe was in Athens, or when you've come down to Cincinnati, did you guys tee it up together at all? Or is Joe putting golf off for a while?
He's done now. He says he's ready to go for the season. We played a time or two. I'm an avid golfer a couple times a week, but I'm not very good, Dave.
And I hear you.
Joe really hasn't played ever over a few times every year. And so, you know, it's frustrating to him to not be really good at golf, but it wouldn't take long if he really put the time into it. I get it. I told Joe when I was over there the last time, when I've been down in my parents in Mississippi, my dad's 91, and I finally beat him this summer a couple times when he's 91 years old. And
wow.
Then the next week, he called me and said, "Hey, I just shot 85, which if he shoots that, I'm not going to beat him." But we like golf. My dad's good at it. I'm just okay at it. And Joe, he got better this summer, but until he really, just like football, if he needs to go all in on something, if he's going to do it, and it's just not a lot of time to get that done.
91-year-old father shooting an 85 on the golf. That bodes well for you, Jimmy. That's a good gene pool right there, man.
Well, I literally I had not beat him over the years, and probably wouldn't this year. But I moved up to the senior tees with him, and that kind of, you know, I can still hit it pretty good way, so that gave me an advantage. But that's his goal. He plays about two or three times a week, and if he doesn't shoot below 91, then it's not a good day for him.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So during the course of the season, at one of the press conferences, I asked Joe, what's your definition of toughness? And he said, well, I get hit, knocked down, bounce right back up. Just, you know, don't, you know, pity yourself or let them think they might've done something to affect you. Just bounce right back up. I thought that was a tremendous answer. And he's got an unbelievable skill set, but I think his mental and physical toughness are second to none, and it just takes him to another level.
I think he's always that kind of goes back to him being a quarterback and being a leader, and he's never wanted to not show toughness for his teammates, because whether it's the O-line or the running backs taking the hits or tight ends, you know, they have to be physical. And Joe's never bought into the fact that, you know, the quarterback shouldn't be tough and shouldn't initiate even some contact. I know some people over the years have said that he plays quarterback like a linebacker, which I like that comparison. But, you know, I don't want him to take as many hits. I mean, that sometimes he chooses to run into contact. He doesn't always go out of bounds, and that's still a work in progress, but I think we're getting better at getting him to slide or get out of bounds. But he never wants to show lack of toughness, believe me.
You were a defensive player, both your sons defensive players. Joe is a pretty darn good defensive player in high school as well, wasn't he? I mean, obviously, if you're a quarterback, that's a different ball game. That's a different animal entirely, but he was pretty salty back there as a DB, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he played back there until probably maybe 10th grade when just became the quarterback, and they had you know, a lot of things going good for the team. Didn't really need him, but he still played some here and there. A lot of times in the playoffs, they would put him at corner in the state championship game against Toledo Central Catholic. He played quite a bit of corner. And at Ohio State, when he wasn't playing, you know, name familiar with a lot of people be watching his show, Kerry Combs was the coach of kickoff, and he always tried to get Coach Meyer and Coach Combs to put him on the kickoff team. That was his way of maybe trying to get on the field, but they would never do it. But that's something that he probably would have enjoyed at Ohio State since he wasn't playing.
At First Star Logistics, we're a very strict company that really puts the pressure on our employees. Brakes? What are those?
That's what I'm talking about, Icky. Get the body right, then the mind's right. You know,
gotta get that body right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Become a star with a chance to earn the highest commission percentages in the industry as a freight broker agent. Check out firststarlogistics.com.